Authorities are refusing to comment on a suspected asylum seeker boat that's been spotted off the Western Australian coast. The boat was found by an oil tanker about 70 kilometres offshore from Dampier. It's believed to be carrying Vietnamese asylum seekers, but authorities are refusing to provide any details about the vessel or its cargo. Federal Labor front bencher Mark Butler says he'd welcome a review of entitlements as the controversy over taxpayer-funded travel continues. The Speaker, Bronwyn Bishop, has agreed to repay thousands of dollars in return for a chartered flight to a Liberal Party fundraiser. Meanwhile, Bill Shorten's office has confirmed that he spent $1,300 of taxpayers' money the day he attended a party fundraiser in 2013. Six people have been admitted to hospital after a salmonella outbreak at a Melbourne hotel. The health department says 34 diners who had high tea at the Langham Hotel on July the 11th and 12th have fallen ill. It says the hotel has disinfected the kitchen and is helping officials find the source of the contamination. A woman has been found dead inside a house at Bendigo in central Victoria. It's believed that she's been assaulted, but the exact circumstances surrounding her death are still being investigated. A man was arrested at the scene. He's being questioned by police. Now, a British comedian has interrupted a FIFA press conference on reforming the world football governing body. Satirist Simon Brodkin crashed the event and threw fake money at outgoing President Sepp Blatter, saying he was buying the 2026 World Cup for North Korea. Mr. Blatter announced new elections would be held in February to select another president. He said he won't stand for re-election.